The World This Week, Business.
Tributes were paid to Charlie Munger, who died aged 99. Mr. Munger was Warren Buffett's long-standing partner at Berkshire Hathaway. Their friendship stretched back to Mr. Buffett's first investments in the 1950s. Mr. Munger joined the holding company's board in 1978. Mr. Buffett credited Mr. Munger with breaking my cigar butt habits and driving company strategy, once telling shareholders that he was merely the contractor while Mr. Munger was the architect of the business's growth. Shein, a fast fashion retailer, has filed for an initial public offering in America, according to reports. Shein's cheap clothing range is hugely popular. Its sales are comparable to those of H&M and Zara. America is its biggest market, and Shein's website is almost as in demand as Amazon's among teenagers. The company was founded in China, but now has its headquarters in Singapore. That might smooth the process for what could be the biggest stock market flotation of a Chinese origin firm since DD Global's ill-fated IPO in 2021. ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, is reportedly pulling out of the mobile gaming business. Its Newverse division accounts for only a fraction of its revenues and is being wound down. Hong Kong's exports grew in October by 1.4% year-on-year, the first increase since April 2022. Shipments to mainland China were up by 5.6%, which was taken as an optimistic sign that regional trade is on the road to recovery. Tesla prepared the first deliveries of its long-delayed Cybertruck. Initial orders for the vehicle were placed before the start of the pandemic, but production has been plagued with problems. Elon Musk has described the SUV as a badass futuristic armored personnel carrier and, intentionally, an insane technology bandwagon. Tesla doesn't expect to make a profit from it for at least 18 months. Nissan and AESC, its battery-making partner, are investing another £2 billion, that's $2.5 billion, making electric cars and batteries in Sunderland, a deprived city in England's northeast. The investment includes a new gigafactory. The news was welcomed by the British government, which has made more money available to support battery manufacturing.